With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of inspirational listening. Thanks for joining me. One of the joys of summer is the effect of long, lingering evenings. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll share calming music for evening in a contemplative program including settings for evensong and compline, music by Whitlock, Scarlatti, Dubra, Mendelssohn, and others. We'll begin with organ music by Sir Edward Elgar, taken from his orchestral suite, The Enigma Variations. Andrew Senn performs his own arrangement of Nimrod on an American-built E.M. Skinner organ built in 1930 and transplanted to the Evangelical Saalkirche in Ingelheim am Rhein, Germany.
Thank you.
The Schola Cantorum of Palmer Memorial Episcopal Church in Houston sang David Ashley White's setting of the Fusilleron, which opens many services of evening prayer. O light whose splendor thrills and gladdens. Brady Knapp conducted. We began with a performance of Nimrod from the Enigma Variations by Edward Elgar. Andrew Sen transcribed and performed it on the E.M. Skinner organ located in Ingelsheim am Rhein in Germany. The service of choral evensong is one in which the primary actors are choir and clergy, with the gathered congregation actively participating through listening to prayers, psalms, scripture, hymns, and anthems. A key element of this liturgy is a dialogue between choir and clergy, which appears at two points in the service. The praeces, or invitatory, is sung near the opening of the service, and after hearing psalms, scripture lessons, and canticles, the responses and collects are sung in a similar dialogue. We'll hear a setting of the praeces and responses composed by Bernard Rose and sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. Simon Lowell conducts.
The Lord open thy lips,
and thy mouth shall show forth thy praise.
O God, make speed to save us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O Lord, save thy people.
is in our time, O Lord.
Because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, God.
O God, may clean our hearts within us. Prepared for them that love thee such good things as pass man's understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward thee, that we, loving thee above all things, may obtain thy promises which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee, we being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness. Through the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Praises and Responses by Bernard Rose were sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. Reverend Canon Jeremy Davies was precentor, and the choir was led by Simon Lowell. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The first canticle sung in choral evensong, following the first scripture reading, is the Magnificat, or Mary's Song, with text taken from the Gospel of Luke. We'll hear a setting from centuries ago, written by the Portuguese Renaissance composer Pedro de Cristo. He lived from around 1550 until 1618, and left over 200 works in manuscript from his service as director of the polyphonic choirs at two Portuguese monasteries. His Magnificat setting is in 8 parts and is sung here by the choir of Westminster Cathedral. James O'Donnell directs.
Thank you.
music of the Portuguese Renaissance. We heard the Magnificat in 8 parts by Pedro de Cristo, sung by the choir of Westminster Cathedral. James O'Donnell directed. Music of Felix Mendelssohn is coming up. His original chorale-like composition, Verleih uns Frieden, or Grant Us Thy Peace, is based on the familiar Latin prayer included in many liturgies, Dona Nobis Pacem. 3 iterations of the text and tune appear, first as a single melody sung by the basses, then in canon between altos and basses, and finally as a 4-part chorale, all supported by flowing instrumental accompaniment. Stephen Kennedy leads the Christ Church Schola Cantorum from Rochester, New York. Verleih uns Frieden, Grant Us Thy Peace by Felix Mendelssohn. It was performed by the Christ Church Schola Cantorum of Rochester, New York, conducted by Stephen Kennedy. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. We continue our program of contemplative music with a lovely piece on an original tune by Percy Whitlock. Folk tune isn't based on any particular folk melody, but rather exudes the character of such a tune in the contour of its simple and elegant melody, a trait he no doubt picked up from his teacher Rafe Vaughan Williams, whose interest in folk tunes was legendary. Christian Lane performs on the organ of the Church of the Guardian Angels in Montreal. Christian Lane performed Folk Tune by Percy Whitlock. He played the cassavant organ at the Church of the Guardian Angels in the Lachine Borough of Montreal. Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov's beloved piece, Bless the Lord, O my soul, is based on the first verse of Psalm 103. We'll hear it performed in Russian by the St. Petersburg Men's Ensemble.
Воздаяние Его.
The chamber choir of Sofia, Bulgaria, sang a setting of Salve Regina by Italian composer Domenico Scarlatti, who bridged the Baroque and Classical periods. Theodora Pavlovich directed, with Irina Stiglich at the organ. Earlier, the St. Petersburg Men's Ensemble sang Bless the Lord, O My Soul by Mikhail Ippolitov Ivanov. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the texts often sung in Vespers services, dating as far back as the Monteverdi Vespers of 1610, is an anthem of praise depicting two angels singing in dialogue to the glory of God. Duo Seraphim is based on brief texts from Isaiah and 1 John. We'll listen to a transcendent setting by contemporary Latvian composer Rihard Zdubra. Rupert Goff directs the choir of Royal Holloway.
Thank you.
Duo Seraphim by Richard Stuber was sung by the Choir of Royal Holloway. Rupert Goff directed. Calming music by British composer Patrick Hawes is next, setting the verse, "Be still and know that I am God," from Psalm 46. Noel Edison leads the Alora Singers, accompanied by pianist Leslie DeAuth. Noel Edison led the Alora Singers in Be Still by Patrick Hawes. Leslie DeAuth accompanied. A modern paraphrase of the Magnificat can be found in Bishop Timothy Dudley Smith's wonderful hymn text, Tell Out My Soul. It's set here to the tune Woodlands by Walter Gratorix, dating from 1916. The choir of St. Paul's Parish K Street in Washington, D.C. is led by Robert McCormick. John Bradford Bowl is at the organ.
Thank you.
Tell Out My Soul, with text by Timothy Dudley Smith and tune by Walter Gratorix. The choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street, was led by Robert McCormick. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music for evening. I hope you've enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on our website, withheartandvoice.org. We hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And now you can also follow us on Instagram. Email is always welcome at withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for another edition of With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.